Pinchas. Shuli Pinchas, Parsha Zachar, Maimer Gimel. That's where we're off to. What's the seventh piece we're doing? Eighth?
I think this is number eight.
Okay? So he starts off very simple. Shuli Pinchas begins, he quotes the Psukim in Devarim, Zachar, Sashera Salachal Malik. Remember what Malik did. And he says, very similar to what we were just learning in Kedushas Levi, that it can't be that Hashem is so obsessed with a physical battle. Right? I mean, it must be that in Pnimius, the battle against the Malik is a very spiritual battle. Which we know, Malik comes and attacks the Torah, Malik attacks Armuna, right? But he says it cannot be that the whole Birur that we're trying to always, throughout history, we're battling a Malik, and we're focused on a Malik, and remember a Malik. What are we remembering? What was the Kuda in Ruchnius that a Malik was trying to attack? That's our question. It's a lot of things. But there's a particular aspect of Amunah that he's going to talk about that a Malik tried to attack. And let me just, I guess, give you a title for the shir. Oh. Can you do it without me? Can you go on without me? Chavarosh Chodesh? Okay, I can't abandon the Talmud of Rosh Chodesh. I'm sorry. She's got me out of the meeting. Okay, thanks. Yes, we're going to talk about specifically how a Malik tries to say that Hashem is not involved in the Hanhaga HaTeva, in the natural world. God does miracles? Sure, but it's a try. For sure he does miracles. But God's place within Teva, it's not his thing. God's not in our lives in a daily, natural kind of way. Once in a while, he pops out and puts on a show. You know, that was Yitzhak's Mitzrayim. But he's not actively involved in our life day in and day out.
That's what Amalek tries to say.
We're going to learn that Be'ilin right now. How Amalek tries to say that and how we respond to that. Did you talk to Yehuda just now? Talk to Yehuda. If you don't mind. Okay. We'll be okay. Okay, the Pasuk says at the end of Bishalach, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Vayikra Shem HaMakom Masa Umariva Al Riv Bnei Yisrael Va'al nasosam es Hashem. Here's the part of the passage we want to focus on. The Jews tested Hashem. Leimor hayesh Hashem bikirbeinu im ayin. Is God amongst us or not? Now you get to this passage and you're like, how is that even possible? The Jews said that. And the next words are vayavu amalek. Amalek attacks. How could the Jews? They walked out of Mitzrayim. They saw the most open miracles 2 seconds ago. They were by Kriyas Yamsuf. Zekei levan veyo. Now all of a sudden, there's this whole suffix. Hayesh. I don't know. Is God with us? Is he not with us? What does that even mean? What are they talking about? Is God with us or not? No one in history saw what they saw. How could the Dor Deah, how could such a generation walk around and say, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu ayin? It's impossible. And then again, the very next words are what? Vayavu amalek, v'yilachim im Yisrael b'refitim. Malek attacks. So Rashi gives a mashal. Rashi says it's a mashal of a person who's carrying his son on his shoulders. You know this mashal? Like a man who's carrying his son on his shoulders. And they're walking on the road. And the child sees, an ice cream truck. So the dad goes, he takes out his wallet, and he buys ice cream, and he gives the kid ice cream. Right? The kid's riding on his shoulders, eating the ice cream. The kid wants this, the father takes it and gives it to him. He wants this, the father takes it and gives it to him. A second time, a third time. All of a sudden, they encounter another person. And the child calls out to this other person, have you seen my father? Can't find my father. Kid, you're riding on his shoulders. He's been giving you ice cream and treats for the last hour. What do you mean don't know where your father is? Pagu ba'adam echad amr lo so aben re'isas abba. Have you seen dad? So his father says, well, have you seen dad? What do you mean, have you seen dad? Did you forget that you're riding on my shoulders? So what did he do? He put him down. He took him off his shoulders. Right? Father took him off his shoulders. Uva ha'kelev. And then all of a sudden, as the little child is down on the ground, doesn't have the protection of being on his father's shoulders, a wild dog came running across the field and bit the child. Hashem takes us off his shoulders, puts us down, and the Malik comes and bites us. A Malik is compared to a caliph. A Malik is always compared to a dog. So he forgot who I am, so the father takes him down so we can see who he is, but then the dog comes and attacks the boy. That's the mashal. Again, what's going on in this pasuk? They didn't know? They forgot that Hashem was the one who split the sea for them, and Hashem did dam tzordeya, kinim, arov, etc. for them? What was the shayla of hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu ayin? And how does the mashal of taking the boy off the shoulders and putting him down on the floor really answer that? I'll see at the very end of this year, we're going to explain the minhag of making noise when we hear Haman's name. Part of the secret of the minhag is rooted in this whole Indian. It's Kavadik. Okay? So he starts by quoting the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi in his Drushim for Chanukah asks the following question. Why don't we say the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim on Pesach? Chanukah, Sha'asa Nisim, Lavoseinu, Purim, Sha'asa Nisim, Lavoseinu, hello, Pesach? Kedushas Levi asks in Chanukah, why don't we say Sha'asa Nisim, Yetzias Mitzrayim are the biggest miracles? That's Sha'asa Nisim. One could argue that the Purim, there's no miracles. Everything's B'derech HaTeva. There's nothing supernatural that takes place in the whole Megillah. Shkalach Avim Yitzchak, thank you so much. Right, so what do you mean Sha'asa Nisim Lavoseinu? On Purim, Chanukah also, they fought a natural war. Okay, there's a miracle with the menorah. Okay, that was pretty gavaldic. Right, but Pesach, you would think, is Sha'asa Nisim Lavoseinu. That's Sha'asa Nisim Lavoseinu. Ah, so nice, Sam. Thank you. So he says, no. To recognize the Yad Hashem when it's open miracles, Shkayach. So Chedesh. God does open miracles, and he says, oh, look, it's the hand of God. Of course it's the hand of God. To be able to say, Sha'asa Nisim Lavoseinu, when it's a natural miracle, the Derech HaTeva, that's a chiddush. That's Sha'asa Nisim. That's when you make a bracha. You don't make a bracha over Yetzias Mitzrayim. You make a bracha over the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's so obvious. It's no chiddush. But the Jews go out and they fight a war, and Hashem gives Giburim Biyad Chalashim on Chanukah. It's a natural war. Okay, there's maybe an unnatural upset, the way that they won. Right, but the war itself was a natural war. Okay, the miracle of the oil was not natural. I understand. Purim is super space natural, not supernatural, but it's supernatural. It's completely natural. Right, it's very natural. Purim. God's name doesn't even appear in the Megillah. That's how natural it is. So the Berditchever says that's when a Jew says Sha'asa Nisim Lavoseinu Bayamim Ahim Bazman Hazeh. Bazman Hazeh. In real time, in this world, right? You think back of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's like super. The whole thing is supernatural. It's beyond. Right? But you think about Hanukkah and Purim, the last Yom Tovim that were instituted, that's Sha'asa Nisim Lavoseinu. Then we're really praising Hashem, because we're saying, Hashem, you know what? We realize that natural things are also miracles. And we're going to praise you for that. We're going to acknowledge that. Everyone in the world recognizes the supernatural, but what happens if something normal happens? Are we able to see the Yad Hashem in that? And that, of course, takes us back to our Gemara in Maseches Beitza on Daf Tezvav and Mebeis. If you want to have success in your business, plant an other tree. Right? Again, that Gemara in Beitza. If you want to have success in your business, plant an other tree. Plant the Eder tree in your backyard. Right? What does that mean? Everyone, the Bnei Sastra says, everyone who reads this Gemara is wondering, well, what's the secret here? What are they hinting to? And the answer is, to put Nisan into your life, it's not an option. Understand? I can't put Nisan into my life. I can't put a Kriyas Yamsov into a regular Tuesday afternoon. I can't put a Dam Tzardei Akinam Arav. I can't put an open Kabbalah Satorah, God speaking, into a late Motzei Shabbos. I can't do that. What can I put into my life, says the Bnei Sasfa? Adar. Because other is the realization that when Hashem does natural things, I stop to say, Shkayach Hashem, that's a miracle. That's a chiddush. That's really a chiddush. And that's what it means, yata behen, plant within your life, in your business, in all that you do, in all of your olam haza activities. Harotza she is kind of the chasa. If you want your olam haza activities to last, put a little other into it. Put the perspective of other, the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved, even in the most natural things. And this is exactly what Amalek is trying to attack. Amalek wants us, right, to say, we believe in God when he's doing the big stuff. But it's, believe in God when he's hiding behind the scenes. Yeah. But that's what it means to be a Jew. That's what it means to be a Ma'amin. To be a Ma'amin, that the breath of air that I breathe is a miracle. Forget just the science, Shabbat. The science of it is unbelievable. If you study, you would think it's a miracle. If you understood how the body's able to take in oxygen, right, it's unbelievable. But to realize that every move that I make is miraculous, and to feel the Yad Hashem in the most natural things that I do, that's what it really means to have emunah in Hashem. Of course, who says this better than anyone else? You have to know this piece from the Ramban. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. You have to know this one. Okay, I'm going to read you the Lush, because you have to hear the words. It's a very famous. It's probably, I would argue, maybe the most famous piece of Ramban in all of Chumash. the Nachmanim, he's Ramban. The Ramban, at the end of Parshas Bo, says, what's the point of open miracles? Why does Hashem pop out once in a while? Why does he come out from behind the curtain? Why does he make a Yitzias Mitzrayim and a Kriyas Yamsuf and the miracles of Mitzrayim? What's that about? The Ramban says, to realize that he exists and to take it back with you, again, into the regular things. To try to say, wow, that's a miracle. Okay, I guess he's out there. And then I don't work on that. I don't try to bring Nisan with me. I take other with me. Listen to his words. Umin ha-nisim ha-gedolim v'ha-mufursamim. Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, from the big, well-known open miracles, ademodeh b'nisim ha-nistar. I come to believe in the hidden miracles. Shehem yisod ha-Torah kula. To believe that Hashem is not only somewhere beyond, but Hashem is day in and day out, regular stuff, that is the foundation of Torah. And then listen to these words. They're very famous words from the Ramban. She'ein la'adam chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't have a portion in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zichru Torah Moshe. You don't have anything to do with Torah. Ad she'na'amin, till you believe, b'chol dvareinu mikreinu, that everything that happens to you, she'kulam nisim, ein b'hem teva, u'minhago sha'olam. Bein b'rabim, bein b'yachad. Things that happen collectively, things that happen individually. If I don't believe that every mikra, every happenstance in my life is not actually happenstance, that everything, shekulam nisim ein bahem teva, that even teva is a miracle. So on Purim we say, she'as nisim lavaseinu. Someone would say, what nais? What happened? You used your political power, you had a queen in the palace. She took some risks and she was successful. Haman got killed, the Jews fought a battle, they saved their lives. Where was the miracle? When did God swoop down from the heavens? What's Sha'asa Nisim Lava Seinu? Where's the miracle in Purim? But the answer is, as Jews, we find the Yad Hashem in the regular things that happen. We recognize the miracles, the Nisim Nistarim, and that's the only reason we have Nisim Niglum. Right? The revealed miracles come to remind us of the hidden miracles. Yeah?
Can we say that, so he said that you have to take the inspiration from the open miracles which represent Nisan,
right,
and learn to bring that to others. Could we say that's what Rashi meant when he said
Purim Pesach? Maybe.
We said a couple of days ago that what did he mean by that? To take the inspiration from there, to take it here. So to take the inspiration here and take
it. Okay. You want to roll today? Thank you. Amen.
I heard from Ravelli that in Shmona Esrei,
yeah,
say Malach Ozer Mashiach.
Right.
That Ozer is like all the little things and Mashiach is the big things.
Right. Mashiach is the big Yeshuas, and Ozer is, you help me take a breath of air. You help me to move my hand. I'm going to blink my eyes. Yeah. That's very good. Okay? So what's Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu m'ayim? Let's go back to the end of B'shalach. The Jews, right before Vayavu Amalek, a second before Amalek attacked, the Jews are having all sorts of doubts. Is God amongst us or not? What were they asking? Now you understand the question. Right? And this is what Amalek tries to get us to question. In terms of the fact that, did Amalek deny that there was Kriyas Yamsuf? They didn't deny it. Did Amalek deny that there were miracles in Mitzrayim? No, the whole world knew about it. The world was trembling. Right? We learned yesterday Amalek tried to block it out so they could attack us. They acted quickly. That was the zrizus of Amalek, like we learned yesterday. Right? But Amalek got us to start wondering about is God with us day in and day out? Hayesh Hashem bikirbeinu. Of course in Mitzrayim we saw awesome things. There's no suffix. We all saw it. Amalek knew about it too. The whole world knew about it. According to Chazal, when the Yamsuf split, all the waters of the world split. They saw it in their own cup of coffee. So what was the suffix? Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu mayin. So Amalek said, yeah, but now you're on your own. Now you're in the wilderness. Now real life, you're heading towards Eretz Yisrael. When you're plowing, when you're planting, when you're trying to build a house for yourself, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, is Hashem still going to be amongst you? And the challenge and the reason this happens is because you get used to, right? The Chazanish said an amazing line. He doesn't quote it here. But the Chazanish said that nature, teva, is just a miracle that God desires more often. Right? Like that big ball of fire that's floating in the sky. Yeah, what do you mean? The sun. What do you mean the sun? You have any understanding of the sun? You just see it all the time, so you're used to it. It's crazy. Right? So nature, what we call natural, is just miracles that God does all the time. So we get used to it. We don't think they're miraculous anymore. Like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Kriyas Yam, so they never saw it. So like, wow, that's so interesting. God splits water. Yeah? God also revolves the earth and holds the planets in their orbit, yeah?
Wouldn't you say that a miracle is that when Hashem changes the way the Teva works?
I'm saying, isn't a nes by definition an uprooting of teva?
Yeah.
So I guess what we're trying to learn here is that that you don't have to change meaning his interaction in our life and the things that, you know, again, what we call teva, is just a miracle. That's a constant miracle. So you're right. We see it as this is the natural order.
Teva is whenever you want. Like,
right? Right? So now let's go back to the mashal. Let's see if I understand the mashal now. What was the mashal? The kid is riding on his father's shoulders. So I'll ask you. When the kid got on his father's shoulders, did he realize where his dad was? Of course. Right? When they started walking, did he realize where his dad was? Of course. But after eating ice cream and after all the things that the father gave him, over the course of time, he got so used to riding on his father's shoulders that what? That he started to say, where's my dad? Where's my father? He got used to it. The same way we get used to breathing and blinking and ingesting food and using the bathroom. Mafli lasos, it's a wondrous thing. It's crazy. It's a miracle. The sun, the stars, the moon, they're miracles. The whole world is filled with miracles. But we're used to it. So that's the mashal. Sometimes the father has to take us off the shoulders so that we can see something different. He gets so used to it. He gives the mashal. Rabbi Pinchas Friedman says, imagine a person born on a mountaintop. Right? So they don't realize that they're on top of a huge mountain. They just see, what do you mean? They just see like the flat top around them. They don't realize how high off the ground they are. That's what they're used to. They have no sense of your you know, some people see you as very greatly elevated. So you can't see it because you've lost perspective. So in the mashal, we lost sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We lost sight of Hashem in the daily life, and Amalek used that to exploit it to say, maybe God's not actually involved in this world. Maybe Hashem doesn't have a hand in this world. Right? Maybe God put the world into motion. When there's a problem, he'll come by once in a while. But don't expect to like live your life with him day in and day out. And therefore, the fight against the Amalek is a fight of what? Is the realization that what? That the Teva itself is a miracle. That within the Teva there's a miracle. Okay? Everyone good? Okay. Good. The B'nai Yisasar says that Amalek is the klipa of das. Of dat. Right? Chachma bina das. Ashaloyada. Good. Right? Das has a lot to do with Purim. So Amalek is the klipa, is the negative side of das. Now what is das? It's the opposite. And Yisasar says Amalek is the klipa of das, which is the opposite of the das of Kedusha. What is das Kedusha? Das of Kedusha is the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only is Hashem in my life some of the time, not only is Hashem in my life all the time, Hashem is my life. There is no me. Einon mevado. Right? How is that expressed in the Torah? Take the pasuk in Ve'eschanan. V'yadata hayom, das, v'yadata hayom, v'ashevosa el vavecha, ki Hashem hu Elokim, where? Not only b'shamayim, Mimal, v'ala aret mitachas, einod. He's not only up there, he's not some God or some transcendent God. He's here, he's real, he's in my life, day in and day out. Ba'aretz, right? Via data. Amalek tries to fight against that das. They try to uproot that das. Das means attachment. To be attached to the idea with the clarity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only above, but Hashem is below. Hashem is not only in the big open miracles, but Hashem is in every concealed miracle as well. Okay? Yes? Like we don't have a lot of time, so just you can say. No, say.
Sure.
Yeah, but just we have to watch the clock because our Torsky is going to be here soon.
It's like Nathan says in that piece about Moshe Shabbos, talks
about
how das and how das is like kind of like the same thing as like MS. So when you realize that, because like what is das? Knowing that something is true.
Right.
So the knowing that the truth is that Hashem is involved in every aspect of our lives, that is how you find like a monk.
Right? Shabbos is a time of Das. Who's the person of Das? Who in history is the Das of Kedusha? Paro is also the Das of Tumah. Amalek is the Das of Tumah. Oh, that's very interesting. I just realized something. Who's the Das of Kedusha? Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Which explains why when Haman made his lottery and it landed on Moshe's yard site, he's so excited. Because Haman being Amalek is the anti-Das, and Moshe is the Das of Kedusha. But I realize now I should probably edit that. I don't have any paper.
That's okay.
Mitzrayim is the, I have a shir, the power, Mitzrayim is the beginning of Galus, right? It's the root of all Galus, and Amalek is the end of all Galus. So the Sfarim say that Paro is the negative Das, and Amalek is negative Das. The goal of life is via Data Yom, that Hashem is everything. Ain't odd. So it makes sense what we learned in our Chaim HaKadosh, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the first Goel, he's the one who redeems us from Paro. But the Rechaim HaKadosh writes in Parashas Tetzaveh that Moshe Rabbeinu is also the Goel Achra. So it makes sense. That if Moshe is Das of Kedusha, the Paro is negative Das, so Moshe fights against Paro. Right? And then Moshe is also really the one who helps us to finish up the end of time battling Amalek. Again, that's why Haman's so happy when he says, ah, the art side of Moshe Rabbeinu, this is great. The downfall of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe has a lot to do with Purim. Okay? All right, we'll work on that more. The Arizal says the following. The Arizal says, take my word for it, that the name, the shame of Das, the name of God, which corresponds to Das, is the following name. Aleph, followed by letter He. Don't write the letters straight. Put like a dash in between. Then the letter Vav, and then the letter He. Right? It's basically the same as Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, except the first letter is Aleph. There's a name of Hashem that goes Aleph and He, Vav and He. Okay? That's called the Shem Hadas. So the Arizal writes in the Shar Kavanos for Kriya Shema. The shame of Das is Aleph and Hey and Vav and Hey. Where is it hinted to in a pasuk? Bereishis bar Elokim, Eis Hashamayim, Ve'es Haaretz. Aleph and then Hey, Vav and then Hey. Eis Hashamayim, right? For Rosh Tevos. Eis Aleph Hashamayim, Ve'es Haaretz. Vav Hey. That's the name of Hashem, which is the name of Das. Okay. Why is that the name of Das? Because it's the person who says that Hashem is not only in the Shemayim, but what? Hashem is Eis HaShemayim, Eis HaAretz. Hashem didn't only create the heavens where He resides, but Hashem created Shemayim and Aretz. Hashem brought it down to this world. Such a person, again, is the person who has true Das. We have Data Hayom. Right? Dat, Shemayim Ma'al, Val Aretz Mitachas. So the name of true attachment to Hashem is the realization that Hashem is not only involved again in the big things above, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in the little details down below. Amalek is Gematria 240. So usually we say Amalek is Gematria Suffolk, because they place a doubt in our Muna. Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Amayin, Amalek is Suffolk. It's deeper than that. Right? What else is 240? Ram. Resh Mem. Ram. So talks about the gaiva of Amalek. Ram means a person who's elevated, lifted up. Ram, a person, the pasuk says, v'ram levavcha, a person has an elevated heart and he forgets Hashem. V'shachach Hashem lokecha. Okay, it's a gaiva. So that's also Amalek. Safek, gaiva. There's another pshat. Why is Amalek a matriarch Ram? Says Rav Pinchas Friedman, pasuk in Tehillim says, Hashem b'tzion gadol, v'ram hu al kol ha'amim. Hashem in Tzion is Gadol, and He's Ram over all the nations. What's the difference between Gadol and Ram? Right? If you see a person who's tall and you say he's a big person, so where is he big? He's big from head to toe. Right? His whole length of him is big. Right? You're like, wow, you're big, your head's so high. No, his feet also that are on the ground, the entirety of him is Gadol. He's a big person. If something is Ram, if something is elevated, that doesn't mean that what? That it has its feet on the ground. It just means it's in a high place, but it may not be connected all the way down. Right? Gadol means from tall, from bottom to top. Ram means lofty. So how does Hashem interact with us, and how does Hashem interact with the world? Hashem b'tzion gadol. Hashem amongst Klal Yisrael is gadol. What does it mean, gadol? It means Hashem is big, above and below equally. Right? Hashem stretches from the heavens to the earth and vice versa, back and forth. For us, Hashem is a gadol. His gadol means He's big. He fills everything. However, for the nations, He's Ram al kol ha'amim. How do the nations see God? He's Ram. He's up there. He's elevated. Doesn't say gadol. Gadol means stretching from floor to ceiling. Ram just means on the ceiling. So it says Tzion, Klal Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Tzion, the Jewish people. Yeah, the epicenter of spiritual civilization, Tzion, Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is Gadol. By Klal Yisrael, Hashem, He fills everything. Shemayim Ma'al V'Aretz Mitachas. But for the Goyim, He's Ram Al Kol Goyim. Okay? Another pasuk. Ram Al Kol Goyim Hashem, also in Tehillim. Ram Al Kol Goyim Hashem, Al Hashemayim Kevodo. Again, that's the Goyim's perspective. God is elevated and he's in the Shemayim. Yeah? What do we say as Jews? Mika Hashem Elokeinu. Hamagbil Hashaves. Kodesh Baruch Hu is where? Hamashpili Liros Vashamayim Uva'aretz. That's the essential difference between a pure Jewish perspective, right? And a secular, you know, perspective on God, that God is out there. Pnimiyas HaTorah teaches that God is here, and you got to understand that. So Amalek is Gematria Ram, because Amalek tries to keep Hashem out there. God does big miracles from beyond, but he's not down here. He's not in the Aretz. He's not in this world. Yeah? The name of Das is what? Aleph and Hei, Vav and Hei, Eis HaShemayim Veis HaAretz. You got to bring God into your life down here. So now let's go back to the Pesukim of Zachar. Remember what Amalek tried to do to you when you were leaving Mitzrayim. Now, this is the best understanding I've ever had of it. What do you mean when you were leaving Mitzrayim? When you saw all the open miracles, right? How could Amalek try to take us down at such a moment? We were at such a high. Amalek said, yeah, right now it's open miracles, big stuff, elevated things. Now, Jews, how are you going to live your daily life? How are you going to go to work on Wall Street expecting to have Kriyas Yamsuf? Expecting to see open miracles. Who are you kidding? Right? And that's how they try to undermine us. That's why Amalek is Gematria Ram. Remember what Amalek did when you were leaving Mitzrayim, when you had the Mitzrayim perspective, you were flying in the sky, wow, open miracles. What did Amalek say? Asher karcha baderach. But now you're on the derach. On the derach it's going to get cold. On the derach it's going to be mikra, happenstance. God's not going to be in every detail of your life. This was a big moment in history, so God came down and put on a show. Don't expect to find that day in and day out. And therefore, what do we have to do to Amalek? Says the Pasuk. This is what we read in Parsha Zachar, next Shabbos. When you finally come to rest from all of your enemies, what should you do? Timcha Zecher Amalek. Listen, don't miss it. Timcha Zecher Amalek, where? Mitachas HaShemayim. Destroy Amalek from beneath the heavens. What a strange lashon. What does that even mean? Timcha Zecher Amalek Mitachas HaShemayim. Because Amalek agrees to Shemayim. Amalek's fine with God out there. We are all on the same team with that. But what about Tachas HaShemayim? What about beneath the heavens? What about in this world? Do we believe that Hashem is involved in this world? So we have to destroy the Amalek mentality in the environment that's known as Tachas HaShemayim. Up in the Shemayim, everyone agrees, God's out there. But Amalek says, now that you left Mitzrayim, now you're just back to regular life. Asher karcha baderach. Now you're going to be a weakling. Now you're going to experience real life. Ata yefi ageya. Don't expect magic tricks all the time. Okay? So this is the way that Amalek tries to destroy the Jewish people. Reb Pinchas Friedman quotes Hashem Yishmuel, who quotes his father, the Avnei Nezer. Now, if you never heard this quote before, it's going to sound very shocking. It is shocking. The Avnei Nezer said the following. Listen to this. I could never say such a thing. Only the Avnei Nezer could say such a thing. It says, Avnei Nezer said, Hikdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Milchemes Amalek Lifnei Matan Torah. Why did we have to deal with Amalek before Matan Torah? Why do we have to fight against Amalek and deal with an Amalek before? Why couldn't we get the Torah? Then we'll be stronger, no? Spiritually stronger. Then we'll fight against Amalek. Right, the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer asked the question, the Shem Yishmuel quotes his father, the Avnei Nezer, the Rebbe of Sokachov, and he asked, why did Hashem have to bring us into the battle of Amalek before we got the Torah? Wouldn't it be better to get the Torah first? And the Avnei Nezer says an unbelievable thing. Avnei Nezer says, because if we didn't get rid of Amalek, if we didn't deal with Amalek first, then Kabbalah Sotah would have been pointless. God doesn't have to come down to this world if there's still an Amalek hanging around. Now, Amalek is still hanging around, right? We didn't finish them all forever. The way that this Avnei Nezer is usually said over is the following. Amalek is so negative and so cynical that even after a Kabbalah Sotah, they could have made a mockery of the whole thing. Right. Amalek is known for their late sons. They could have undermined all of Kabbalah's Torah by making a mockery out of it. That's what Amalek would have done. So we had to deal with Amalek first. We had to beat them up a little bit first. We wouldn't finish them off completely. We had to beat them up to then get the Torah. But it's different. That's not really what based on the whole shiur we learned today, that's not really what the Avnei Nezer meant. The Avnei Nezer meant it wouldn't have been worth it for God to come down to this world Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai if we didn't deal with Amalek. Understand? Amalek is the one who tries to say that Hashem doesn't come down to this world. After we defeat Amalek, then Vayeir Hashem al Har Sinai. Then Hashem comes down to Har Sinai. Amazing lashon. God came down on Har Sinai, came down to this world. What does that even mean? Our Gemara and Sukkah talks about it. But again, as long as a Malik is still hanging around, right? There's a blockage. There's a blockage in the presence of Hashem in this world. So we first have to beat up a Malik, Bitachas Hashemayim, to prove that there can be a God even in the world, in this world, in the natural world. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayevet Hashem al Har Sinai. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu come down on Har Sinai. Okay? Last two steps. We still got to get to why we make noise when we say Haman's name. And how to make noise when we say Haman's name. Okay? The Shem Hashem that is most common is the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay? That's God's basic name. 1,820 times in the Torah, we always say. Okay, that's how many times that name of God appears in the Torah. 1,820 Yud Kei Vav Kei is in the Torah. Yeah? A Malek at the end of Parshas B'Shalach tries to block out part of Hashem's name, if you remember. What does it say? We've said it many times. Ki Yad Al Kes Ka. There's a hand on the throne of Yud and Hey. Where's the Vav Hey? Where'd the Vav Hey go? Malek blocked it out. Hashem's, Rashi says, Hashem's took a shrua that I'm not going to, my name will not be complete until the Malek is obliterated. You got to destroy a Malek. Got to get the Vav Hey back. However, what pasuk is the pasuk that corresponds to Yud Kei Vav Kei? Every name of Hashem has a pasuk that corresponds to. Anyone know? The name of Hashem that corresponds to Yud Kei Vav Kei says the Yismach Moshe, and many others, but here he quotes the Yismach Moshe, and he explains it based on this whole sugya, is Yismachu Hashemayim V'Sagel Haaretz. Which letters are missing when a Malik's around? V'Sagel Haaretz. Yismachu Hashemayim, the heavens rejoice, no problem. A Malik says, no problem. V'Sagel Haaretz, the Vavhei. Malik's not into Vavhei. That the earth should rejoice, that God should be in our earthly life? Nah, no such thing. So therefore, the way that we defeat a Malik is to what? Is to get back that Vav Hei. Is to realize that no, Hashem is in the Aretz, Hashem is in my life. Every single aspect of my life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found. And this goes back to what we learned, I think it was one of the first Shira. Right? The Arizal says in the Priyetz Chaim, in the section on Purim, the Arizal says that when Esther invites Haman and the Melech to her party, right, she says Hashem's name. But Hashem's name doesn't appear on the Megillah, but Esther hints to it. Remember? What does she say? Yavo HaMelech VeHaman Hayom. What does Esther say? Yavo HaMelech VeHaman Hayom Yud Kei Vav Kei. First letters. She invites Haman to the party and she's hinting to God's name. So says Rav Pinchas Friedman, Tzarech Bir. Right? Why does Esther need to mention Yud Kei Vav Kei here? Who's she really talking to? Vatomer Esther El Melech. She spoke to the Melech. She's talking to Hashem. She's talking to Hashem. What did she say to Hashem? Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hashem, we can't do Yud Kei anymore. We can't have just a God who's out there. We need a God who can make miracles in the natural world. So that's what she's hinting to. Yismachu Hashemayim V'Sogel Haaretz. Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom. Yud Kei Vav Kei. She's trying to bring Hashem down. And that's Purim, more than anything else. It's unbelievable. There's no name of God in the Megillah. And the Megillah is the biggest miracle. It's the most easy Yom Tov to celebrate it, to see the hand of Hashem in it, even though God's name is not written once. That's believing that God is in Teva. That Hashem is, right, like the Ramban said, you can't just believe in God in the open miracles. The purpose of the open miracles is to believe in the Yad Hashem in your life. Okay? Final step. The minhag is, it's even brought in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings it in the name of the Avudraham, that the minhag is to bang. To make noise and to bang in the Beis Knesses when Haman's name is recited. And the Ramah says, and don't treat minhagim lightly. This is the place where the Ramah reminds us. Ein levatel shum minhag. Don't be mevatel minhag. Don't laugh at a minhag. Take minhagim seriously. A malik laughs at things that they don't understand. Leitzanis, that's a malik. Take the minhagim seriously. Right? There's a hint to it in the Torah that you should make noise by Haman. Right? Where does the Torah talk about hitting? Makos. The pasuk says, at the end of Devarim, it says, if a person is chayav makos, the pasuk is, v'haya im bin hakos harasha, if the wicked person is chayav makos.
Excuse me, I hope you're
collecting.
To take a minute of your time. Od Yosefa is an organization that gives money to poor families in Israel and Purim.
We would love to help you. Say no more.
Thank you so much.
We're in. Take our wallets, take our cell phones. Whatever you can sell. Isaac has a nice watch. Tadarabah. Thank you. Shkoyach, should be very successful. Came to the right place. We're all Gevirim, we're big Gevirim over here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Shkoyach, Tiskel Mitzvah. Keep up the good work.
Keep up your learning.
Thank you. Amen.
I think that kid knows that he just told
me that
all the door to keep
him as well. Okay, that's right. V'haya in bin hakos. Yes, the puzzle is, v'haya, it'll be, im bin hakos, if he's worthy of hakos, harasha. If the rasha is worthy of lashon. So, the Mata Moshe, which is the Sefer of Minhagim, says, v'haya ends in a hey, im, with an aleph, ends with a mem, and bin, spelled with a chirik, bin, ends with a nun. So it spells haman. V'haya im bin hakos harasha. If you're going to have to give lashes, the last three letters, v'haya im bin, is sofei tevas haman. V'haya ends with a hey, im with a mem, and bin, beis nun, the chirik, bin, is a nun. So haman. So you're supposed to smack haman.
Im bin what?
V'haya im bin hakos harasha. If the rasha deserves hakos. Lashes. Hakos, like makos. Okay? Okay. But the Ben Ish Chai says, and you've heard of this minhag, and you'll understand it new. Your mom is so good. I have a whole different shir I once gave, a totally different mahalach on this, but it just goes to show you that minhagim, there's a pnimius to them. The Ben Ish Chai writes in Parshas Tetzaveh, right, that the minhag is to what? And this has been my minhag for years. There's a lot of secrets in the Gragor also. B'nai Sasker talks about it, right? But one of the minhagim is to write a malik on the bottom of your shoe. Right? Some people have that practice also. Right? But even without that aspect, the Ben Ish Chai says, the minhag is what? Lahakos biraglav ala karka. To stamp on the ground. To stamp on the ground. Which foot should you stamp with? I don't know, I think about this a lot every Purim. You know? The right foot is Netzach, and Purim is Shuasam HaYisrael Netzach. But according to the Zohar, it might also be Hod, so maybe just stamp a little with the left foot. Okay, there's a lot of reasons why. The whole Indian of feet in Purim is a big Indian. Yeah? Okay, we're done in 30 seconds. So the Ben Ish Chai says you're supposed to stamp your feet, and that's the minhag. Some people take their hands and smack the ground. What's the pshat? Why are we hitting the ground? It's gavaldik. This is the best part to me. The minhag yafa, this is the minhag. It's good to do it with your sandal, the Ben Ish Chai says. Bang with your foot. Don't use your hand. Okay. The Yaivitz brings that the Chacham Tzvi had this minhag. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? V'sagel ha'aretz. Hashem's down here. Right? You think Hashem's only up there. Yismuch l'shamayim. We touch reality. We touch the physical earth. We say, Kodesh Baruch Hu is here. Haman, you think Hashem's out there. You only want us to believe in some God who's somewhere out there. Klal Yisrael believe in a God who's mamish v'sagel ha'aretz, the vavhe, the final vavhe of Hashem's name that we're trying to restore. That's how we defeat a malik. Right? And sometimes you have to learn it in a harsh way. That's the mashal that we started with. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu has to take us off of his shoulders and put us down on the ground, and the dog has to bite us until we realize, wow, there must be a God in this world. Right? But our job is to not fall into that trap called teva. Teva is a lashon of litaboa, which means to drown. You could drown in teva. You could think that God's nowhere to be found in the natural world. The avodah is to what? Is to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills all of physical reality. And when you stamp your foot at Haman, you're reminding yourself, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamash in my life every second of my day. Every second of my day, every second of my life, Hashem permeates all of my physical reality. That hidden miracles are also miracles. Good? Gevaldik? I think it's Gevaldik. Okay. Shkoyach.
That's also why we don't say halal every day.
That's also